寿爷是前南方周末经济部的记者。
Tree, he was a journalist for the Economic Department of Southern Weekend.
寿爷的文章
Tree's article
很多都是敢于去寻根一些经济现象的背后。
Behind many economic phenomena that dare to seek their roots,
不乏让人信服的作品。
There are many convincing works.
但是这一次寿爷的文章
However, this time, the article by the elder,
我知道原发不在他原
I know the source is not from him.
同时在一个清华的博主
Also, there is a blogger from Tsinghua University.
他问了 WorkBuddy 说追觅这种模式背后的股权架构是什么样的
He asked the WorkBuddy about the equity structure behind this stalking pattern.
WorkBuddy 分析出来说
According to the analysis by Bloomberg,
余浩是在用极低的一个投入
Yu Hao was using a very low investment.
撬动更大规模的地方政府产业基金的杠杆去融资
Leverage largest scale local government industrial funds to raise capital
与贾跃亭有什么不同呢
What's the difference between me and Jia Yueting
就是追觅是有自己的产品
It's about following the products of the mystery room
也有自己说的
Also, he has his own saying
过去的故事就是他所谓的自己的那些硬件的模块是可以沿用到其他相关的硬件上
The past stories are about his own hardware modules can be used on other related hardware
所以这种模式让他疯狂的一方面在内部去孵化项目
Therefore, this pattern allowed him to incubate projects internally.
然后到一定的标准之后呢?
Then, after reaching a certain standard,
拿到外部去融资,
to get external funding,
这样的话就变成了什么呢?
So what does this mean?
我用我的影响力和已经取得的成绩不断地另起炉灶。
I constantly start new ventures using my influence and achievements.
把这种失败的风险转嫁到在后面追加杠杆的政府产业基金当中。
Transfer this risk to government-backed industrial funds that are added later.
然后成功了呢?
Then it succeeded.
追觅就是最大的赢家。
The biggest winner is Chase.
所以他真的是有可能几年之内放卫星式的。
So he really has the potential to achieve a breakthrough within a few years.
让公司上市。
To go public.
然后让自己成为某种首富哈。
Then become a rich man.
那这个里面的风险在于什么呢?
So what is the risk here?
风险在于他逻辑上看似成立。
The risk lies in the fact that it seems logically sound.
但实际上追觅现在做的业务特别的广上天入地。
But in fact, Chen Mai is currently doing business very widely from the sky to the ground.
还有自己的调料酱料什么的。那这些项目每个都是项目负责人制。
And also, there are things like their own seasoning, and the project leader will handle it.
他不是一个创始人的模式。
He is not a model of an entrepreneur.
一个创业公司的模式。
A business model for a startup.
他又被当作公司去融资了。
He was also funded by a company.
那么这里面的管理这里面的原生的动力都是很大很大的问题。
So, the management and the native motivation in this are all very big problems.
那现在追觅和余浩的这种影响力打造啊。
Now, how to create the influence of the Chase Me and You series?
我可以想到的其中的一个买单的方面就是广大的股民哈。
One aspect I can think of is the large number of investors.
那这个问题的风险在于哪里呢？
So where is the risk in this problem?
风险在于经不起深挖。
The risk lies in not being able to withstand in-depth investigation.
难道民间没有更好的项目？
Are there no better projects in the folk?
更好的硬科技项目，
Better hard technology projects?
值得这些产业基金去研究、去投入吗？
Are these industries worth investing in?
难道投俞浩的公司就是概率更高？
Is it more likely that investing in house company is a better choice?
风险更低的吗？
Is it less risky?
还是说我们追的都是网红效应、头部效应？
Are we just chasing the effects that influencers and viral effects?
最终呢，大家一荣俱荣。
In the end, everyone benefits together.
但未必会一毁俱毁哈，
But it may not be completely destroyed.
因为都可以说得过去。
Because they can all be said to be correct.
你看这么多政府都投了他，他是不是成绩就是很好的？
Do you think all these governments have voted for him because he has achieved great results?
失败是有概率的。
Failure is inevitable.
也不是我一个人的判断失策。
This is not just my own judgment and measures.
所以说，在这件事情上，
So, in this matter,
应该是不会继续放大了。
it shouldn't continue to be amplified.
继续放大下去的话，
If you continue to zoom in,
不仅是追觅很有风险哈，
not only is it risky to chase, but
它是一个决策体系的问题。
he is a problem of decision making.
那这个时候，俞浩出来放大自己的声量。
At this time, Yu Hao came out to amplify his voice.
如果不仅仅是出于推广自家的产品的目的，
If not just for the purpose of promoting their own products.
就像贾跃亭当时，做乐视一样。
Just like Jir Yuking did when he founded LeVision.
他是为了做了一个大盘子去发布这种声音。
He was preparing to release this sound on a large platform.
那就是存在着挺大的风险。
That's a significant risk.
如果这么容易就能跑出来产品、跑出来公司用流量，
If it's so easy to get products and companies to run with traffic,
用资本的力量，
with the power of capital,
那这个世界应该不是我们现在这个样子的哈。
So, this world shouldn't be like this now.
当然，我们非常希望，非常希望中国有这样的叫模式创新的企业。
Of course, we are very eager to see Chinese companies that can innovate in this way.
真的希望俞浩能够5年内成为全球的首富。
I really hope that Yu Hao will become the world's richest man within 5 years.
但是，感觉就直觉上还是有风险。
But I feel that there is still a risk.
那接下来，俞浩估计会面临什么情况呢？
What situation will Hao face next?
面临会不断的有。
Facing with, there will be continuous.
无论是竞争对手也好，
Whether it's competitors or
还是他所谓的自媒体人也好，
that's what these so-called self-media people are like.
媒体也好，
Media.
应该是有人会去深究这件事情背后的一个逻辑。
Someone will definitely delve into the underlying logic of this matter.
那么可能会有人就会觉得俞浩太高调了。
Then some people might think that Hao is too boastful.
哪怕这个投资没有问题，
Even if this investment is not a problem,
那俞浩天天这么高调，
then Hao Tian is so outspoken.
让这些人追着你去找问题。
Let them chase after you to find the problem.
你是不是应该低调一点呢？
Are you from Yantai and are you a low-key person?